All rise.
It's time to check in with Preston and Garrett Handy of Handy and Handy for Sports Court. Handy and Handy are your accident and personal injury attorneys, ready to assist with any related questions you may have. Visit them online at HandyLawUtah.com. Big firm experience, small firm attention. Now let's get out to Sports Court on Gunther and Hackett. This is Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Hey, welcome in, man. It's a Sport Court with our friends Preston and Garrett Handy from the Handy and Handy Personal Injury Attorneys. Fellas, how are you, man? Pretty
doing
wild
well.
Day today.
Wild day, yeah, in America. Yeah, it's amazing that this is
breaking news.
Breaking news. You know, I mean, it's kind of get us free from all the unrest in the world and stuff, and everyone's focused on, reality TV again.
O.J. Simpson granted parole. I mean, what are some of the details now involving this new case with O.J.?
Well, the background is, he's roughly 9+ years ago, he was convicted of robbery and kidnapping and maybe another charge for this incident in a hotel room where he tried to recover some of his memorabilia. And a gun was brandished by another guy, and he told some people, you can't leave here. So he went to trial, went to a jury, was convicted by a jury, and in our legal system, he's been serving time in Nevada penitentiary for this crime for almost 9 years. And he's come up for parole a couple of times, and he was actually granted parole for a couple of the charges, but that didn't get him out. And in 2013, and now he came up again today, for parole. And so everybody, we've all heard about OJ for the last 20 years, right? 20+ years. And so everyone's focused on what happened then, the murder trial and everything. But really what today was focused on was one thing really, was this conviction for the robbery and this type of stuff. And what the parole board looks at is they require an inmate to meet a range of conditions for behavior both prior to incarceration and while in prison. Inmates are scored according to their actions and their likelihood for backsliding once released. The lower the score, the better news for the inmate. So what they want to know is, has this guy been rehabilitated? Is he a threat? Is he a risk? That type of thing. And like we heard you say on the way, the juice is on the loose.
He's 70 years old now. And so obviously, I mean, you know, the court of public opinion here might be different, but I mean, obviously the two charges for OJ, the two cases, the murder charge in the 90s and then this robbery case, they're not supposed to have anything to do with each other, correct? I mean, they're not supposed to factor in.
That's right. They're not supposed to. And I mean, he's granted parole today. There will be some conditions on the parole. I don't know that we know that already, but, he'll have to check in with his parole officer. There may be conditions about, consumption of alcohol, certainly not being able to own a weapon, those kinds of things. So I'll have to check in.
Yeah, and there are really three big legal matters. There was the murder he was acquitted of, and then he was actually, I don't want to say found guilty, but he was found liable in the civil suit and hit with $33 million in damages.
Which so, he still hasn't which, paid, right?
I mean, no.
Yeah, they're estimating now with interest that's probably up to somewhere around $40 million.
Okay, but this is a man that was serving 33 years, or at least that was kind of the...
9 to 33. He got out on the minimum side, you know?
Right, and that basically is because they deem him now rehabilitated, I guess is the word you used earlier. And so
that'd be one factor, but he was good behavior. I mean, okay. That was his claim today, right? Testifying before the parole board is that he was a model inmate.
Yeah.
He took a nonviolence course and learned how to mediate problems and control himself. But on the other hand, he was not very remorseful.
Yeah. The legal analysis of this, guys are jumping in and saying, one legal analysis, his statements were self-justifying, self-pitying, showing no more remorse, no understanding, no sense of reality about his own life. Yeah. He said, I've lived a conflict-free life. And it was it was interesting. We were watching part of it, and he was almost retrying the conviction. Kind of like...
From the 90s,
I never would have gone... No.
The
robbery.
Okay.
He's like, I never would have gone in this room. And I was in there, and that was my stuff. And, you know, and he was... Instead of...
I had no idea those guys had guns.
Yeah, and what he wanted to say, what people want to hear is contrite, hey, I made a mistake, I've served my time. I'm better for it, and I'm going to move on.
You know, one of the victims did testify, of course, in front of the parole board. This, is it Bruce? Anyway, and it was on OJ's side on this and saying, hey, I think he served his time. More than he maybe should have served, and I'm fine with it. So,
why was the OJ parole hearing televised? What, is there precedent for that?
No. I'm sure there's been parole hearings televised before, but none that we know about, right? But no, it was it's all interest, and it's all everyone wants to see it, and that's why we're talking about it today.
I mean, court proceedings are public, right? And so if the proper motions are made by the parties, I guess it could be public.
I think maybe the last one might have been Aaron Hernandez. Huh. We talked about that for a while.
Yeah, the cameras were in there,
yeah,
for sure.
And I'm just trying to think of, I mean, a parole hearing, too. You know, there's famous court cases, but, you know, OJ's celebrity status is one that it certainly does not factor in the justice system. It's been said justice is blind.
Right.
But as an attorney, I mean, how do you handle a guy like OJ differently when clearly 300 million people in our country know who OJ is?
I heard a piece on ESPN today that, you know, he had no infractions as a prisoner, okay, meaning he was on paper a model prisoner, but several have come forward and said he was not a model prisoner, that different rules applied to him in prison. Some of the guards,
special treatment,
inmates, special treatment, all it was fascinating them talking about a former guard came in and said, yeah, different rules applied to him.
Yeah, and you know, I just from a public standpoint, it's always hard for me to tell, you know, what reports are true coming out of these guys, you know, in prison. There's a lot of different angles that guys can take. And then you've heard, you know, sometimes it sounds like people have taken stances to try to attack some of these guys in prison. You hear reports about what an inmate's social life will change into, and they'll say, oh, you know, so-and-so's spending an awful lot of time doing something he never would have done if he was outside of prison. I don't know what to make of those stories. But yeah, you heard some of those with OJ too. You heard he's getting extra food and all this, and
he's running the softball league. He's mediating disputes between prisoners. He started a church, a Baptist church in there, brought in a, you know, so yeah.
Again, guys, I know you guys are the personal injury attorneys as well, Preston and Garrett Handy. How can folks get a hold of you guys if they are suffering from a situation?
Well, yeah, we want to serve as a legal resource to all the listeners out there, you know, answer any of your legal questions. Our specialty is personal injury. We'd love to hear from you. Get a hold of us by calling us at 801-413-7315 or visit our website at handylawutah.com. You can learn about us, and we can answer a lot of your questions.
So to kind of wrap this thing up, I mean, OJ's now eligible for parole October 1st. Are all indications then that October 1st he's on the street and a free man?
Not eligible. He's been granted parole.
Yeah, that's happening.
October 1st, yeah. he'll have a reality show by October 2nd.
That's right. And I read that he's made probably $600,000 from his NFL pension while he was in. So he's got to have some cash.
That is not subject to the civil lawsuit.
That's right.
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs about that. That's not. But
well, I know
somehow NFL pensions are protected by state law.
Well, I know when you play Monopoly, you're allowed to collect money when you're in jail. Does that factor in?
It's no? Monopoly. Maybe it is.
Don't stop it. Go.
Okay. Again, Preston and Garrett Handy, guys, Handy and Handy, the personal injury attorneys, truck accidents, slip and falls, dog bites, wrongful deaths, handylawutah.com. Preston, Garrett, guys, thanks so much for jumping on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.